Hello there this afternoon. This is Peter Meyerson sitting in for Jeff Davis at Small Business Expo. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're telling the stories of entrepreneurship. And I want to remind everybody that Small Business Expo is also having an event in Chicago on April 21st. And for those of you out there, I would encourage you, who are listening in Chicago probably, I would encourage you to go to Chicago and go to attend the event. Our next guest is Jeff Kramer of Social Made Simple. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
So you've been here. You're an exhibitor.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find the show?
The show, it's been great. This is our third or fourth one that we've done, and it's been a really good place for us. We bring the entire team, which is great. So some people who don't get out of the office much, and it's a really great way for them to meet small business owners face-to-face and have really great conversations. We also partner with a lot of companies that provide other services to small businesses, so it's a great business kind of networking opportunity for us as well.
So you can network here pretty well.
Absolutely.
So why don't you tell us what Social Made Simple is, because social media, which I'm assuming is what we're referring to.
Correct.
Is anything but simple from my perspective.
Well, and mine as well. So I think which is...
That's a very nice acknowledgement.
Yeah. the history of the company, I think, tells a lot about what it is we do and what our goals are. Before founding Social Made Simple, I ran a real estate company for about 10 years and grew the company really successfully about 10 times using digital marketing, using Google pay-per-click ads, search engine optimization, taking advantage of this technology. And then all of a sudden, along came Facebook, right? And we were getting beaten over the head. Every article you read was, oh, if you're not in Facebook, you're going to be out of the business. You got to do Facebook, Facebook, Facebook.
Well, everybody should look on our Facebook page. So yeah. That's a good reminder.
There you go. Great plug. But the problem is that it's complicated, it's difficult, and it changes constantly, right? I mean, the first thing, when social media first started becoming a real marketing opportunity, I was like, all right, I'm going to do this for my company. I'm going to go create everything I need to do. I'm going to learn everything I need to learn. I spent weeks on it, and I had the most beautiful MySpace page a business has ever had. And then pretty much a week later, MySpace was dead in the water, and it was all for nothing. Real estate market wasn't so awesome around 2008, we all may remember.
Oh, that does sound familiar.
Yeah, and so I kind of said, you know, this is a huge problem, and there's lots of buzz and technology and tools being built for social media, but no one is focusing on the small, local business. The person who doesn't have time to figure out how to use big, fancy tools or the money to buy big, fancy tools, the people who say, I just want someone to do it for me. Right, and the answer had always been for them, well, you got to go hire a marketing agency, and that's going to cost you a few grand a month, and there's no way they can afford that. They don't spend that much on marketing in general. They're certainly not going to double it and spend it on social media. So that's the problem that we really set out to solve: is how do you do solid, effective social media for small businesses at a price point they can afford? And we spent the last, we spent about 3 years figuring that out, and now we spent the last 3 years really growing a company.
And where they're willing to pay for it. To me, social media, the problem isn't so much that it's complicated. I don't find it so complicated. I find that the choices that you have to make are unlimited.
Yeah. And
do you help with that?
That is probably the most important thing that we do. You know, it is, everyone sees social media as the goal or the end result. It's a tool. And it's a tool that you use to accomplish something else. But everyone says, well, I just want to be doing good social media. That doesn't mean anything. And so the first thing, we've built our entire service around our goals menu, which is where we sit down with a client. And so clients are paired, what we do, they're paired with a team, three people. They know their names, they know who they are, that specialize in that particular industry. So if you're a plumber, you're going to work with the home services team who only works with home services businesses. So they know the lingo, they know your objectives, they've worked with hundreds of businesses like that before. The first thing they do is you have a call and you sit down with that team and you say, this is what I need for my business. We don't care about getting you Facebook likes or click-throughs. We want to get you what you need for your business. So they might say, you know what? I've got a great website. The website does a really good job of getting people to convert into new business. I want more people to get to my website. Or you might say, I've got all these clients I've worked with over the years who think I'm awesome, but they don't refer me to enough. So I want to get those people to refer me to their friends and family. So we start with an actual business goal and then say, how do we use social media as the tool to get there? And I think that's a really different perspective. You know, you walk around the halls here, there's a lot of companies that do social media. They never actually take it to the business result. And I think that's really important. Again, my background of, you know, I'm like the hair club for men guy.
You're a what?
I'm like the hair club for men guy.
Oh, okay, I got it. I get it.
You know, I had the problem and then I founded the company. and you know, I wasted thousands and thousands of dollars when I ran that real estate company on tools that sounded great but didn't actually accomplish anything for the business. And so I'm really passionate about that, in particular with social media.
So, you know, how many employees do you have? How many partners do you have?
So we're up
to... How do you manage all that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're up to 20 employees now. We work with our partners right now, 50 or 60 partners who are everything from very small marketing agencies who send us a handful of clients up to multinational newspaper and yellow page organizations. We work with over 12,000 small businesses right now. We're helping manage their social media channels. So we do this at a really large scale, which is what helps it be effective and affordable.
I mean, it's really an interesting model. You know, how do you get your marketing, how do you get your word of mouth out?
About our company?
Yeah, about your company.
So, I mean, that's what's really, what we found is that was our biggest challenge, is selling to small businesses, because other than events like this, they don't congregate very often. They're busy. They're worried about, you know, making pizzas, fixing toilets. They're not out there looking.
And they don't understand.
The solutions, right, and they don't understand.
I mean, I spend a lot of time thinking about social media for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
And I find it, you know, intimidating. And you know, it's like a deep, dark hole.
Right.
So what is it going to cost as a small business?
Absolutely. And what is it going to cost in the time it takes you to do it, in the time it takes you to learn it, in the time it takes you to realize that everything you've been doing isn't right or wasn't optimized? I mean, there's huge costs to being successful at social media for any kind of a business. So most of our customers come through these really big partners. They're out there, they have small businesses they work with who are asking them for help with social media, and we give them an opportunity. We say, send them to us. We oftentimes are white labeling our services, so we'll act as that partner, as that agency, and we'll become their social media marketing department. But our customers pay $300 a month. Is for a full managed by a team. It's custom work. We're not just, you know, we're not writing 5 posts about plumbers and using them over, you know, 100 clients. Every post, everything we do, every ad strategy is custom for that particular customer.
So that's your pricing model?
Yeah.
Boy, it sounds cheap.
It is. I mean, and that's what it's
going
to be.
Or inexpensive. It doesn't sound cheap.
Right.
I mean, it really, you know, I assume there are people who use the full service and get their $300 worth, and there are people who don't.
Most people do. We have one of the lowest cancellation rates of any digital marketing service out there. And it's because we are, when we work with a customer and they say, this is what I want you to do. I want that traffic to my website. I want the referral business. I want, you know, purchases on my website. When we laser focus on that and we say, all right, well, you know what? We've looked at your website. We've looked at your existing customer base. We know what we've done in the past. Here's what our goal is going to be. Do you agree? Would this work for you? They say, well, yes or no. We work out a goal that they agree on, and then we hit it. And if we're actually, and that's the problem with not just social media, but all digital marketing in general, is we've all been sold everything in the end of the world. Then you do it, and you're like, I spent a ton of money, and I have nothing to show for it. It just wasn't an option for me. I got burned by that, you know, in a previous life too much. And so when you're kind of agreeing on what that customer's results should be at the outset and delivering on them, they're getting their money's worth. And most of our customers, we start them at $300 a month. That includes a Facebook advertising budget. So we're giving some of that to Facebook. Most of our customers end up starting to give us more and more money to spend on Facebook ads because they're like, oh my, this is the most effective marketing I'm doing now. Let's ramp it up. Let's take some of that pay-per-click money and give it to you to spend on Facebook instead.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fascinating. I mean, it's you and I will have to talk after hours. I have a couple things to talk about. But the So what are your goals? Where do you want to go with this?
So for Social Made Simple, I think you know, our goal is to find the best way to reach as many small businesses as possible. I'm passionate about small business in general, and I think social media is such an amazing opportunity for them that's just so hard to take advantage of. You know, you look at before social media, the advantage of going to your local hardware store over Home Depot, right? Home Depot's got more selection, they're cheaper. But the local guy, he knew how to fix stuff in your house.
They
right?
put less in the bag.
Yeah. but it was a social connection you have with a small business owner. All of a sudden, those connections are happening online, and Home Depot's got a room full of people on Facebook, and the local business guy doesn't even have a Facebook page. So all of a sudden, big box stores are more social than local businesses. And I just that's devastating to me. And because the barrier to entry is so high of really understanding social media, so that, I mean, my goal is to like make sure small businesses can take that advantage back. Take the advantage of being a more social kind of institution back from those big stores.
You know, that is a wonderful perspective. Mm-hmm. And I would really appreciate it if you would come back on the show, mm-hmm. you know, when we have a little more quiet.
Yeah.
So we can talk about it and go into it a little more depth. But, you know, from my point of view, that's a very fascinating business model and how you're handling it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I wish you a lot of luck. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, mm-hmm. how would they do it?
Good. socialmadesimple.com. All one word, just socialmadesimple.com. Plenty of ways to reach out to me, the whole team. My name's Jeff with a G, but you can reach out to anybody through the website.
So do you want to give your email address?
Sure, yeah. Jeff, G-E-O-F-F at socialmadesimple.com.
That's great. Jeff, very nice meeting you. Good luck, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.